Hi, I'm Katie Page.
And I'm Paul Ashton.
And we made a comedy feature film called This Isn't Funny that Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro helped us produce.
Along with us, it stars Anthony LaPaglia, Eddie Gathegi, Mimi Rogers, David Pasquese, Gia Carides, and Danielle Panabaker.
And it features some hilarious stand-up comedy from Beth Stelling, Ahmed Barucha, Will Weldon,
and Katie. And you can stream the film right now in the U.S. store of iTunes, on Google Play, and at Amazon.
And if you like it, please tell your friends, share it, and rate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
Our mics aren't. Oh,
there we go.
There we go.
Woo! We're back.
Yes!
What's up, guys? That's our self-intro. We clap for ourselves here on Disney Movie News. Thank you guys so much for tuning in if you're watching us live. And thank you for watching this if you're not watching this live. So thank you in the future. If you want to follow along, Popcorn Talk on Twitter, we have at The Popcorn Talk. And on YouTube, Popcorn Talk Network, which I can never say smoothly.
No, I should do the intro next
Maybe I might have to retire next week. I am your host, though, for today.
You're fired.
And I'm currently not fired until after the show. You can follow me on Twitter, at Leo Zombie. And to my left, my sassy lady co-host.
That's me. What's your name?
I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Snitch and on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch. Oh, I pulled a Leo. I messed up.
Yeah, you're fired.
Mm. Oh, now I'm all nervous. You guys can find and follow me at Keaton Markey all across the board. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube if you feel like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
Disney.
That's pretty good. It's Disney time. We're going to talk about some Disney news.
It's so
but
ready.
We've had a Disney, before we even jump into the news, which, by the way, is going to be a fun load of content, we've had a Disney-filled week and weekend.
Sesh.
Yeah, we had a bonding sesh. Disney Movie News. We went to Disneyland together.
We did.
And not only did we go to Disneyland together, we went on Gala Day, a.k.a. Doctor Who Day, a.k.a. The best day.
The best day ever.
Yeah, so we went, and for those of the uninitiated, Gala Day is the day that you go to Disneyland to celebrate Doctor Who. So you have people dressed up as a doctor or Doctor Bounding, which is more along the lines of what I did. You have people dressed as a TARDIS.
You had a great Doctor Bound.
It was pretty solid. Yeah. It was pretty solid. I was proud of myself. And it was something, you know, it was made of clothing that I already had.
I had my sonic screwdriver.
Which was way better than my sonic spork.
Yeah, well, because I was all nervous because I was like, I got to bound because I'm going with these guys. I've never Disney bounded before. So I Disney bounded a Cinderella.
Which is really good.
You approved it.
Yeah. Totally approved. Stamped right on the forehead. No, it was a really cool day. They had a couple of meetups, one of which was at the carousel, and everyone who was there celebrating Gala Day went on it together. And it was a really weird episode of Doctor Who. Or at least it felt like one.
The Doctor would totally go back
to
opening day Disneyland.
The Doctor was probably there.
Though. Yeah.
He definitely was there.
Yeah. Well, it's cool because I felt like the Doctor. When you dress like the Doctor and you walk around, you just have a little bit of extra pizzazz to you. I don't know what it is.
Anytime you have a sonic screwdriver and it makes noise.
Yeah. But it's weird because then people see you dress that way and you kind of stand out. The Doctor always kind of stands out. I don't know. It felt good. Regardless, if you guys want to – I'm putting up a video about Gala Day. If you want to watch that later this week, should be up tomorrow or Thursday. I'm not sure. Or Friday. Go to my YouTube channel, which is Mr. Leo Zombie, and you'll be able to see that.
I did not partake in Gala Day.
You did not.
But
why?
Because we were doing a lot of other stuff that day, filming lots of videos.
Well, first of all, we did a photo shoot.
Okay, we did a photo shoot for Thingamavlogs, but I was going to say we were filming so many things that I didn't want to have to change my outfit.
Yeah.
And
which I did.
Yeah, you changed your outfit a ton of times.
Yeah, three times that day. I changed it three times.
You're like Carrie Underwood at the CMA Awards if anybody watches them.
We were literally filming Leo's Thingamavlogs video for this week. It was Animal Week on Thingamavlogs.
Animal Week.
And so I think we've discussed on the show that Star Wars Land construction is going to obstruct Thunder Ranch. You know, forcibly removing Thunder Ranch.
And forcibly?
The petting zoo. And so what Leo did was give a farewell homage to the goats of the petting zoo.
Dude, my A's.
oh my god.
Oh my god.
I love the goats, man. I have a connection. I'm the goat whisperer.
There's a couple really fat goats.
Don't worry about those.
I think
don't,
it was pregnant.
I think it was pregnant,
No body shaming the goats.
I think it was pregnant.
This is 2015. We're beyond
Chip was
that.
Like grabbing at sides being like, is there a
poop,
baby goat in
poop,
there?
Poop little goat.
Can we roll
Can we share that with them? We want to share it with you guys.
Roll Leo's video?
I want to see it.
Yeah. You guys ready for this?
I'm excited.
Is it happening?
Can we cue that up and above?
Got it.
I do not have this video to be cued.
What?
What?
All right. I sent it in an email.
Yeah, we got it. It's in there. You'll find it.
I am wearing a Disney. People on the chat are being like, is Keaton wearing a Disney thing today?
In the meantime, let's discuss. You finally brought Disney swag with you.
Yes.
You're wearing.
My favorite swag ever.
You brought a Star Wars
Rebels hat.
Hat. So and the back says Rebel, which
it
is
does.
Dope.
It's so cool.
It's fresh.
I'm just going to really piss off every person.
That's okay. And Sarah, what do you got
Classic
over there?
Classic Mickmouse.
Mickmouse. I've never seen that sweater.
Yes, you have.
Okay.
I like it because
And
it's lightweight.
I have my Batmax shirt. And it's Baymax dressed as Batman, and it says
Batmax.
Yeah, man, it's creative. How are we doing up there in heaven? We got
do we have the goat video yet?
If you just look
looking
up
for it.
Okay.
Hotline Bleat.
Hotline Bleat. Yeah, just go on YouTube and type Hotline Bleat.
Yes, Jamie Wheeler.
Because for those wondering, it is a cover of Drake's new jam. Hotline Bling, only it's cleverer because it's bleat, which is the sound that goats make, FYI.
Can I just ask you guys about like the process that you guys go through when you pick a song to to make a glorious
because,
thing like this?
Because there's a fun one. Not really that fun, but it's a fun story. Because I was like, you know what would be cool if I did a song about goats? And I was like, I'm just going to write an original song. And then we thought, no, I think a parody cover would be funnier. And so we were trying to think what would work best if we did a parody cover. And I was going like through Taylor Swift songs. And then I tweeted, what's a good goodbye song? And people were giving me like NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, which I almost did.
Yeah.
And then really I was talking to my buddy and I'm like, dude, we gotta make a song for this. What should we use? And we were going back and forth. And then I was listening to music and Drake came on. I was like, that's it. This is it. This is the one. Because ever since I left the city, was just the line that spoke to me. Look the city, you.
Hey, up there in heaven, type in Thingamavlogs.
Just type in Thingamavlogs.
Yeah, it's like their newest video on Thingamavlogs.
Yeah, we're watching him search for
I know,
us
we're
right
like,
now.
He's
sorry,
like,
audience.
Hotline Bleat, nothing comes up.
While we wait for him to do that, just really quick kind of news, just get out of the way now, but the Force, Daniel... Who
Force
for Daniel.
Force for Daniel, who was really sick, and his kind of wish was to see Star Wars before he passed away because he didn't think he'd make it to the premiere or to when it was going to be on theaters. Did get to see it.
He got to see it.
And he passed away 2 days ago.
Like, literally, he lived long enough to see the movie and then he passed away.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, it just shows, like, the strength of will when you have something.
Seriously.
When you have something
to live
like
for.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say that he had nothing to live for, so he passed away, but because he fought, and it just
he
shows
he was holding
like,
on for something.
He was holding on, like there was one more thing, and he didn't let go, which is amazing. What a feat.
And just how much that meant to him, and that's really awesome.
Yeah, booby
Leo
chat.
It's the holiday season, Leo. We ate a lot at Disneyland this week.
We did.
Oh, thank goodness he got to see it. I'm so happy.
What a story.
Yeah,
what a holiday
really
story.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, forever he's going to be tied to Star Wars lore, which is really cool. What a legacy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool. All right, we're ready to do this jammy jam.
Do we have the video? Do we have it?
Yeah, it's that red one.
We have it, but I can't cue it to have it play so you guys can see it and have it play so the people can see
that's
it.
That's fine.
So
let the people see it.
Let
the people
see
it.
We're working that out.
We've seen it. Okay, well, we're going to keep talking then about more news.
Let's just keep going through the news. And as soon as he gets that, we'll get there.
Biggest news of the week
Bring it
is
in, Sarah.
Absolutely the first Finding Dory trailer.
Yes!
And poster. Now, here's the thing about the trailer.
Leo and I are, like, going to be a pretentious Disney
We're
going to
be as pretentious as humanly possible. Because the trailer actually shows less than what was revealed at D23. Like, far less.
Really?
Oh, like, bunches.
Well, it's every piece of footage from the trailer is 100% something that we already saw at D23.
At D23. But that whole trailer is based off of, they showed us the entire scene. And it's, the whole...
So the Dory, sleep swimming.
That scene in and of itself is, 5 to 8 minutes. We watched the whole thing. And then they showed more. They showed, two more or three more scenes from the movie. So when we saw the trailer, we were like, oh, they could...
Did you get to see any other characters that,
A few.
Pink, the octopus.
We saw the beluga whale.
I want to see the beluga whale.
I know. Right. Let's talk about what we can confirm from the trailer.
Yeah.
It's about Dory.
Good job.
It's about well, number one.
Before you even go into that, I think it's so funny because the initial reaction with everybody was like, "This movie looks so good," but I feel like they don't reveal anything.
But if you haven't gone to D23, there was only 7,000 people in that room. Yeah. First of all,
I didn't go to D23.
Then you don't know. And so, like, in terms of what the general public now knows, that it's about Dory remembering things for the first time.
Yeah,
she's remembering things about her parents. Mm-hmm. We've like figure out that she has parents.
Right. Shout out to Diane Keaton.
She wants to go find them. Sorry, I'm burping because of the Sprite. She wants to go find them, and she's like figuring out what memories are for the first time, and like overcoming her short term memory loss,
which is cool.
I forgot how much I love this character of Dory, and not only love Dory, but Dory is the reason I fell in love with Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
And I've been in love with Ellen DeGeneres now for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And I can just tell she's going to be brilliant in this again, in the writing. And I know we had to wait for 13 years, but I'm so, so happy I'm getting a Finding Nemo sequel. And it's all about Dory because she is my spirit animal and I love her.
Literally your spirit animal, which actually works.
What?
She's literally an animal.
She is literally.
I mean, obviously it's
and
like.
I have short-term memory loss like her.
What'd you say? I forgot what
I'm sorry, what?
Well, it's cool for like Ellen DeGeneres. It's like finally coming full circle. She's been pushing for this forever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, to be honest, she was everybody's favorite character in that movie. Mm-hmm. You can say it was anybody else like Crush, but you're lying.
My bubbles. I like that.
So, so now we actually know, the general public knows what the story's about, it's been confirmed, everything like that. And it was a cute little bit, not gonna lie, it's cute.
I think, like, I mean, there weren't any teasers that came out.
No.
They just went straight to, like, a legit trailer, which is cool.
But I wonder, like, I mean, it was pretty, I mean, talked about pretty widely, you know, the news after D23, I think everybody kind of had an idea, they just hadn't physically seen it.
Yeah.
But that came out, so.
But I think because they probably held so much stuff back, I feel like we're gonna get a lot more stuff from get another trailer soon.
It's in June. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's been really hard for them. It's like they probably would have released a teaser, but like they would have been releasing a teaser alongside like Good Dinosaur trailers just because there was two movies this year. It was like everything was kind of backed up, and so that's why we didn't get a trailer till now.
Yeah, two movies come out in the same year and a trailer for a third movie. Like that's a lot of Pixar in. Yeah. It's okay. I'm excited. Like I said, I'm excited about this movie. I love Finding Nemo. From what we saw at D23, it looks like a lot of fun. I like the way the characters are shaping up. So, I don't know. It's cool. I want to know what you guys think in the chat room. Let us know. Are you guys excited? Did you see the trailer? Did you like it? What did you guys gather from it? Type all that stuff and I'll read it.
Are you guys excited that we're getting kind of, even though it's been 13 years, it's basically right after
really
the next
been that
movie?
Long?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It came out in like 2003.
I was in eighth grade. This
I was
is summer
in the
between
grade.
Eighth grade and.
I wasn't even born.
I think Dory is such an endearing character, and like her memory loss was like the most heart wrenching part. Well, it wasn't the most heart wrenching part, but it was just.
It makes it hard. Yeah.
It was her most like significant moments in the first one were when she's like, I remember things better when I'm with you, Marlin. Like, I'm
Well, to me, what made it so funny is that it's like, you know, fish are known for having terrible memories. And she's the only fish in the movie that has a terrible memory.
Yeah.
So she's like the truest fish of all the fish. But everybody in the chat was like, I'm pumped. Looks awesome.
Everyone's pumped. In terms of Pixar sequels, in terms of sequels in general, I think it's interesting. An interesting concept.
Do you think Crush will come back?
Oh.
Ooh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope he returns.
Right. Don't hurl on the show. Just waxed it. Love him.
Sure.
I mean, we already know Mr. Ray's in it. He's in the trailer.
Yeah, he's in the trailer.
Gentlemen.
Hey, Aldi. I see you in the chat room.
Why the gap for this movie? That's a good question. Do you know?
Why the gap?
Yeah. Like, why such a huge time frame between the movies?
I don't know. I mean,
I think they probably just wanted, Pixar probably has stuff cooked up that's, like, ready to be, like, done and, like, put out there in, like, 13 years from now. So I'm sure it was something they always wanted to do, but then to take the time to really do it justice since the movie was so good, and I think it had such a lasting impression. So I think, I just want to say that, and I think it was also funny because you know, Ellen DeGeneres is really busy doing her talk show. Why are you laughing?
Sarah's cracking up because someone in the chat, but Sarah like, is Sarah's just tossing Sprite side burps. I'm like, Sprite side burps, not just any burps. Sarah's like,
they're calling you out
a burp into
in the
mic.
Chat room.
Sarah's a burping beatboxer.
I feel like, okay, so like the timeline for a movie at Pixar, I feel like is probably 4 years minimum.
No, 13 minimum.
Okay, no, but think about it. That means that they decided to make Dory 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Minimum-ish, whatever. I don't, these aren't
yeah, but
hard
still,
facts.
Still.
No, but I mean, like, it just means that they didn't plan it. And then, like, you know, they didn't do it until they had a good enough story.
I am. I'm sure people, like, I'm sure Cars 2 took way more prey over.
Oh, my God. Well, Cars 2 was supposed to be straight to DVD.
Yeah, well. You know? Well, but I mean, the Cars franchise made a boatload of money. And I don't know how much Nemo made for them.
Well, and then they made a Cars Land like that, so they had to.
Well, because of the money. Because of the money.
Exactly.
Cars, what is it? It's like the second. I turned yours all the way down. No, that is not two.
Don't turn mine up.
This is yours, and I turned it all the way down.
Hey, I think the video's ready, guys.
Yes, let's watch Hotline Bleat.
I don't know which one.
I used to pet you on the head, goat. Right by Thunder Barbie. I used to meet you by myself, goat. We hung out at the petting zoo. I know when that hotline bleat. That sound is a goaty thing. I know when I hear that bleat. That can only mean one thing. Yeah, ever since I came to Disney, you gonna be replaced by something else now. Star Wars gonna come and leave you left out. I can't play with you, it's got me stressed out. Yeah, ever since I came to Disney, you I like to hang with you inside that petting zoo. Please make sure you don't step in the goat poo. I like to feed you snacks cause that's what goats do. Cause ever since I came to Disney, you
We're good. Wow. That's me. That's all me.
So
enjoy that being stuck in your head.
Yes. That is the kind of content we make on Thingamablog. So if you're not subscribed, please subscribe.
Yeah. Let me know what you thought of that video in the chat room. I personally need to know what you think of that.
We're pretty proud of it.
Although my favorite comment was, seriously, this is the best song. Bless. Bless. So that was bleat. So leave, go subscribe.
That was bleat.
That was bleat. That was off the bleat. Moving on with Disney news, now that we don't have to stall. Essentially. So here we go. News number two. Robin Williams. What's up with that dude, huh? No more Genie. No more Robin Williams Genie.
So as we know.
Sorry, guys.
Disney, they're at least planning one. Can you not?
You guys relax.
This is why you can't have these things.
They're at least planning live action Genies movie about genies. Yeah. And so people are like, will the Genie be in it? Mm-hmm. The Genie, Robin Williams Genie.
Which
and the answer is
a silly question to begin with.
Why? Because no one could voice him.
Yeah.
Why not? Because
he physically can't be in it. He's not alive. Too soon, I know. But listen, like you can't.
You mean like a live action?
Yeah. Well, it's obvious to me that like even if Robin Williams was, well, I mean, I guess they could do a CGI genie or something like that. But I feel like whenever you do those stories, it's got to be different. Like it's always a different version of the character. This is going to be a different. It's like Joker. That's the thing I'm comparing it to in my mind. Right? There's many different actors that have played the Joker, and each one of their Jokers was a completely different representation, while still remaining true to some sort of.
Do you think in any way they might do something where they're like, they just reference him, like, oh, like, remember that genie whose master set him free? Like, just like that, and then that's it?
No, because this is supposed to take place before that, isn't it?
Ugh, I guess
I think
right.
They absolutely will be throwing shout-outs to Robin. I mean, I think they...
You think that the genies might be, like, time traveler type things?
Yeah,
where they make
and
references, like,
I also
culture.
Think, why would Disney not want to do that? I mean, obviously, we know they had some type of falling out, like,
after
the first movie.
No, that's not what it was.
No, after the first movie.
They did have
a
falling out.
I thought you meant
Robin
that's why
Williams
they can't
got really
it.
Upset yeah, with yeah. them, but yeah. then they made up, and he did yeah. the third one with them.
Yeah.
But he still put it in his will that they're not allowed to use...
That will is what I was getting to.
Yeah, the will. Because, okay, they said that Robin Williams did so many... take so many so much extra material right. as the genie that they could literally just take it and make a movie out
but
of it.
But here's the thing, though. You can't because there's no narrative. It's just like random.
They said that they could. They said I mean, they the New York Post length. Said Disney considered making a fourth Aladdin right. movie using Williams' outtakes.
That's an embellishment because it's impossible to make a movie with outtakes.
He doesn't have to necessarily be a part of the...
We'll find out in 25 years.
He doesn't have to be part of the narrative. He could just be like a character in the back who just says some crazy stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
What I want to know from you guys is how do you guys feel about the reason Robin was upset with Disney and kind of obviously did hold a grudge enough to put it in his will that they cannot use his likeness or
what
voice
yeah.
for Disney for 25 years past his death? Do you guys agree with the fact that he got that upset for them using his voice and stuff to sell merchandise?
I don't know. I wonder.
Well, let's explain the situation because people watching probably are like, what are you even talking about? Unless they flash down to Disney's on my channel where I talk about this in my Aladdin episode.
Plug it, girl. Don't aside it. You know what I'm saying?
I do have a series of videos where I talk about Disney history. So they basically... Robin Williams agreed to voice the genie for, like, way below regular union rates for a voice actor in exchange for them agreeing, Disney agreeing to not overly use the genie in marketing and promotion for the movie. And then they just didn't hold up their end of the deal and used the genie, like, almost the whole trailer was, like, just the genie. It was, like, just Friend Like Me, the whole trailer.
Why would you say that, though? Like, I'm going to give you the best character ever, just don't use him.
No, he was so just weird. Like he was just like, I'm doing you a favor, just don't like use exclusively
exploit.
My
don't
star
exploit.
Power.
But why wouldn't you? It's not star. It's not his star power. It's his performance.
I know. Like, why wouldn't he want the movie to do? You know, he was upset because of something else. Hold on, because of a live action movie. Hold on, I'm looking it up. Okay, you guys keep talking.
I don't know. I mean, I just think it's. I think it's funny, like, because his performance is so stellar, and then for him to try to withhold it, it's like he knew he was going to give him. A diamond in the rough.
But it still just kind of blows my mind that even though they kind of made up, that he got as mad as he did to put this in his will. And it's like, but at this point, Robin, like, you have to know the legacy you've left with the world as the genie. So to keep that from all of us, I don't know how, I mean, I'm the biggest Robin Williams fan in the world. And so it kind of breaks my heart. Like, Disney, why did you break Robin Williams' heart? Why did you piss him off?
Yeah, that's
you
the way
ruined
it
for
sometimes.
Everyone.
Maybe they'll just have to be more creative now. And then someone in the chat said, you guys have to look up Jamie Costa as Robin Williams impression.
It's amazing.
It is really good. And we actually met him at the Geeky Awards. He's a really nice guy. And he doesn't just do that. He does a killer Harrison Ford. He was Marty McFly at the Geekies, and it was unbelievable. And he does a bunch of other impressions that are, like, his Golem is pretty solid. And, you know, he's always constantly developing himself as a voice actor, so he's a really talented dude. And not too bad looking. Not too bad. Easy on the eyes, that guy.
Is he single?
Yeah, but he's much shorter than you. He's shorter than... He, like, comes up to my chin.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a tiny little one.
You know, I'm...
Pocket size awesome.
It's not always about height. It's not always about size.
It's not always about that. Itty bitty, let me space. Also wanted to say thanks to the chat room. A lot of people seem to like the goat vid. 10 out of 10 goats. I will take that. That is the finest compliment a goat lover can receive. And yes, I will make more videos like that. So thanks for all of you guys. Go leave a thumbs up and a comment and like and subscribe and all that other YouTube jazz. What else are you looking up here, Sarah?
I thought there was something
Tika Pika says you like my comment, oh snap. And I just, Tika Pika, I just gotta give you a shout out because your name is awesome.
Tika Pika. Gotcha. I was just trying to find something. I thought there was something
Disney in
else
the 90s was
happened.
Ruthless? Yeah, they were redefining animation at the time. I'm sorry. But moving on. That was
Aladdin. Moving out of animation.
That was it. So that's that. It's unfortunate, but not unexpected, honestly, in my opinion. They shouldn't. I mean, I don't even understand how Robin Williams would have fit in that movie anyway. But moving forward.
So here's something that you're going to have to take the reins on, Leo, because
I've been preparing for this all
Yeah,
day.
It's just, like, hard for me to understand.
Okay, let me go. I got this.
Well, let me explain why.
Okay. Well, let's explain what it is before you explain why.
I feel like I need to sit between you guys sometimes.
Sometimes you do. I think maybe next week we switch it up a little bit.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Just for the uninitiated, two big pieces of Star Wars movie, footage was released. First, we had the international trailer for Star Wars that was released in the last week. And also, I believe it was yesterday or today.
TV spot.
A new TV spot that showed additional footage.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
I can't tell what I have and haven't seen.
Yeah, that's because you're not, you care very little about this.
I care.
For me, every time there's a new pixel on the screen, I name it and I build a house for it.
And it's his precious.
I write fan fiction about it. I start a Tumblr page and I theorize that it could be Luke Skywalker as a bad guy. And then I'm.
And you're like,
I write another Tumblr blog that says, no, you're wrong, you idiot. And then I reblog. It's crazy. This is how much I love Star Wars. This is like if something Harry Potter came out, you would notice every little detail.
There is something Harry Potter coming out. It's called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, featuring Newt Scamander.
Isn't that like amazing. The fourth book or something?
No.
See, it doesn't feel good, does it? It doesn't feel good, does it, Sarah? Oh, by the way, just so you guys know in the chat room and so you can play
this is so great.
Sarah doesn't have a sense of understanding when people are joking.
I don't care. And it's, no, I know when people are joking. No. I just can't let them continue.
Yeah, she can't hold back the desire to say, like, no, you're wrong. Here's the correct information. So I do it all day long when we're at home.
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yes.
So
did you notice how that yes was kind of weird?
Should
sounding?
We do a watch along
no,
with all the Star Wars
I
movies with her?
Want
no,
to.
Nah, she can't handle that.
Is it too much?
I literally tried watching Star Wars the other day, and she came in the living room and turned it off and put on America's Next Top Model.
I wanted
like
to watch 100%. America's Next Top Model.
And I'm like, literally, this is my jam. But no,
this is my mom and dad fight.
Back to the new footage. Yes. So the international trailer showed an approximate truckload of a new footage. It was amazing, and it showed. Tons of stuff. It showed ship battles, and it showed the Millennium Falcon flying on a planet. I don't know which planet it is. Looks like Alderaan, but that was destroyed, so I don't know. And then oh my god, Jakku is the name of the new planet. I know every word to that.
I do too, and that's why I was going to go through it to get all the planets.
But so it showed all that. It showed a little bit more of character interaction. And the thing that was cool about it is, although it showed tons more footage, it still didn't reveal anything about the story. It's like they're nailing the art form of trailers, which has been ruined.
I've seen eyes before.
No, the TV spot, I think, revealed a lot about it. About the story.
Not really,
many
though.
Eyes.
It's still like you can't say you know
I'm
what that
Lupita
movie is
Nyong'o.
About.
I'm Lupita Nyong'o. Okay. I don't know that.
All right. You slow down. But it just made me even more excited. So excited. People are so excited about it that I literally got it in my company email.
Have you bought your Slave Leia costume yet, though? Because you know Luke is evil.
I bought it for you.
I literally the other day was it on your phone or was it on your computer that I saw that you had like looked up?
I was on my phone.
Yeah. I looked it up too. How much it cost?
Yeah,
I was like, how much are you
looking up that costume?
Because I was going to put the link. I was going to send you the link, and then you sent me the link.
I sent you the link.
She beat me to it.
I did.
I don't know. Did you guys see the trailer out there in the chat room? Give us some love. Let's see what you got.
Did you notice that there was new footage, or were you like, this looks like the same stuff?
You haven't seen a single Star Wars movie. Well, I'll forgive you this time, but. Let me make a suggestion. The new trilogy is kind of wonky. I wouldn't start there. The old trilogy may seem a little dated if you've never seen anything like that, but trust me, get through the first Star Wars. It's a good movie, but get through it. Empire Strikes Back is the cat's meow.
It is the best.
The caterpillar spat. And then Return of the Jedi
it's like the two towers.
Gets a little bit, we got teddy bears. You know, like it's a little crazy, but it's still a lot of fun. The opening, I would say 40 minutes of that movie are just spectacular with the desert scenes, and then the starship battle at the end is like amazing. And you have to remember, this stuff is like the last movie came out in 83, I believe, or 81, one of those 2 years. And you forget that because they still look so good. They still hold up. Anyways, so that stuff came out.
I just rewatched them all last weekend.
Oh, you did? All of them?
No, just the three originals.
Okay.
Which
version did you watch? I'm really curious.
Oh, we downloaded the... Not the remastered version. We downloaded the version that is the original from the VHS, so we could watch the
real gritty.
Stuff. Oh yeah,
you know
we watched the real.
There's
stuff.
There's a version that takes the. It takes like the remastered visuals, but it cuts it again to make it like the old cuts. So you don't get any of the new stuff, all the wacky. It's really strange. There's like
when
a lot
this,
of fan
like very
cuts.
Advanced CG monster just like
yeah, like
randomly crosses the screen. You're like, what is
that's
that?
That's the thing though. The CG wasn't even that developed when they made that. But anyway, so that's the Star Wars news.
There's a little bit more Star Wars news.
There's a lot of Star Wars news.
Well, that's Star Wars news. This is Star Tours news.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So as some of you may
did we mention
or may not
Seasons
know,
of the Force last
that's what
week?
I was going to say. For those of you who are unaware. Well, Sarah, you take it. Disneyland's your jam.
We do it.
Seasons of the Force coming to Disneyland this next week is...
That was a lot of S's. Seasons of the Force is coming this next week.
It's basically Disneyland's Star Wars weekends.
Yeah.
Which were and have been very popular.
Which are awesome.
At Disney World.
Have you ever been to Star Wars weekend?
No.
Oh, you well, too late.
Why is it too late?
They're taking them out,
bringing them to Disneyland.
Yeah, so you'll never get to do
Orlando. Star Wars weekend at Disney World. Seasons of the Force starts at Disneyland next week. What's going to happen? Hyperspace Mountain, Star Wars Space Mountain overlay. There's something going on in the Captain EO Theater.
Star Wars. We don't know. We saw them constructing it. By the way, for what she means an overlay on Space Mountain, there's going to be like TIE fighters fighting inside of Space Mountain, like being projected.
I was really upset Space Mountain was closed this weekend when we were there because that's like one of my favorite rides. I
guess you'll just have to go again.
I guess so.
Character meet and greets.
Star Wars characters.
Yeah, Star Wars characters.
Inside of Interventions? Going to have something?
Well, Interventions is now Superhero HQ.
Right, but
Marvel
they're putting something Star Wars in there now. Maybe, I don't know.
What we do know is that there is a new sequence coming to Star Tours, which is different every time.
Yeah.
Right now, you go to different planets. You go to like three different scenarios. Right.
There's three scenarios. So the ship travels to do different worlds, mm-hmm. and you get three options that could possibly come up. In the first scenario, you get one of three. First of all, you get one of two threats at mm-hmm. the beginning of the thing.
Yeah.
It's either Darth Vader threatening you
or
a droid trying to find the rebel. And then you can go to one of three planets, which is I actually can't think of them right
Doesn't
now.
Matter.
Then you can get one of three heroes that tells you to join the rebellion, and then you go to one of three other planets. But for this new Star Tours Season of the Force, the second trip that you go on will always be the Millennium Falcon being chased by TIE fighters on Jakku, which is really cool in and of itself, but they actually released a few seconds mm-hmm. of the ride itself online.
Excellent.
So you can see it. You can see what it looks like, and you're actually flying through the remains of the crashed Star Destroyer. It's really, really cool.
They made sure that anyone who goes on it during this time will get that option. Because, like, how pissed would you be if you waited so long in line?
Yeah, because there's, as it stands right now, not counting the new Force Awakens edition, there are something like 54 different variations that you can get, 53
yeah.
or something
yeah,
like
combos.
That.
Yeah, combos.
But now it's
going to
be like 72.
It'll be less. Because
what?
It's only one option for the second.
Well, no. So after the Seasons of the Force is over, mm-hmm. it just gets added to the rotation.
So
then it ups the total number to 72. But if it didn't have that for Seasons of the Force, then, yeah, it would be one of 72. So it's like, well, not really one of 72. It's really one of four because you're always guaranteed to get one of those four. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool that they're doing that. And that particularly gets me excited for future editions. If they can add this, and they can just do tons every time they do a new first of all, they can do them whenever they
want.
Well,
if they're going to get rid of the goats, they better give us
can you imagine,
good stuff.
Can you imagine if like someone at Disney is watching this, and on the next one they go, put a goat in there. Put a goat in and see if people notice. And you're going to be flying through like Endor, and you're on the speeder bikes. And
Matt, Leo Grace, this is Star Tours in Disneyland.
Seasons
of the Force. But someone else just said that Seasons of the Force is coming to Disney World 2 later next year. So maybe they will do the same thing for their Star
Possibly.
Tours.
Battlefront. It's very Battlefronty. For those of you who don't know, that is the video game coming out soon, and there will be goats as an optional playable character.
Oh my god, guys, we still have so much to talk about.
So that's all Star Wars news, right?
That's it for Star Wars.
So my time's over. But moving through.
Can we touch really quickly on the Marvel stuff, just very lightly, because I know you guys hate it. Miller just reminded me 8 days until Jessica Jones is on Netflix.
Marvel and Star Wars is Disney. We don't have to go at length.
I know,
but
let's just briefly talk about it.
Go touch it.
Briefly. And David Tennant is the villain. If you guys like Doctor Who, if you like Harry Potter, David Tennant is just phenomenal.
Who is your Doctor?
Tennant.
Okay, so we're all smart people.
Yeah.
You're going to watch the comments now.
That's the only reason I said everybody's going to be like, oh, what, Matt Smith? Like, my words verbatim to Sarah was like, anybody who doesn't like Tennant as their favorite doctor is a child.
Whoa.
Yeah, you got really intense about it.
I got intense about my doctor.
Okay, so
but
talk
yes,
about
Jessica
Jessica
Jones.
Jones.
Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
It looks like it's Netflix. It looks darker than normal Marvel.
It is darker. It definitely has that like Daredevil vibe. Which makes sense because they're all sort of tied together. Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica mm-hmm. Jones, Iron Fist. It's like that group, the Defenders.
I like that's a bad chick.
Yeah, she's a bad chick. And the thing is I don't buy her as a tough chick. Like, she's tough-ish, but she's just not like...
She's the B at apartment 23.
Yeah, but that's not enough for me. Hey, how I rhymed long can it. Rhyme, I right? rhymed it. Yeah, that's cool. David Tennant will now make me watch that show. I even liked him in, oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. What's the vampire movie? Fright Night. The remake of Fright Night, which wasn't terribly good, but I loved David Tennant in it, so.
If you don't know who David Tennant is,
he's the Doctor.
Look him up because he's phenomenal. He's Barty Crouch Jr.
Barty Crouch Jr.
He's just great.
How did you put your name in the goblet of fire?
My favorite of my is life. Christopher Eccleston.
I like Eccleston
sorry.
A lot.
You know what? Sorry, Tika Pika.
Other Marvel news, Bradley Cooper.
Oops. Oh, dude. B Coops. You dropped the ball, B Coops.
So what he did is he was doing an interview and he was like, that guy's dad. He's going to be in the next one.
You know, he's the one who played Star-Lord's dad.
Star-Lord's dad.
You know, Thanos.
Yeah.
And we're like, and then the actor sitting next to him is like, don't do
it. Yeah, they had to do damage control. So we were like,
he totally gave it away.
Did they just reveal who Star-Lord's dad is? Is he the villain in Guardians 2? They're all like,
and then he tried
to
play it off like, oh, no, because they talk about it. They reveal it. And we're like, no, B Coops.
I wish there would have been a camera on the interviewer who I think was the first one to pick up on it because the actress Sienna Miller was sitting next to him and I think she saw the interviewer's reaction and so then she had the reaction. I'm sure his publicist was like,
oh my gosh.
Shut it down!
I was watching it today. I watched that clip today and I was in a room full of people and I was like, guys, Biku just dropped the ball. He just revealed who Star-Lord's father was and like everyone in the room was a nerd and they went, what? And it was such, I mean, if you guys don't watch, you know, Marvel movies or Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a big reveal. It's a big cliffhanger at the end of the movie. And Bradley Cooper just, dropped the ball.
Marvel's like, hasn't even read the script. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, nice cover up, Marvel.
They're like, obviously Thanos is the villain, but
he taped all of his rocket stuff like months ago. He knows exactly what's going on.
He knows what's going on. We're on to you, B-Coops. All right. Everybody should tweet hashtag B-Coops.
There should be enough Marvel for people not to get mad at us for talking about it. For more Marvel stuff, you can obviously watch Marvel Movie News over here.
You can. Here at a Popcorn
on
Talk.
The Popcorn
hashtag
Talk Network.
B-Coops. Nice. What else? What is it, moving on. What else we have in the news?
So, Alice in Wonderland, more stuff happening. We have the character posters revealed. There's so many of them. How many?
Yeah, and there's a theme that runs through them.
Five of them.
What are they holding?
Golden glowing
snitch.
Orb.
The golden snitch.
Golden snitches.
They caught the snitch. They're all seekers.
They're all Gryffindors, except
so,
for that time guy.
All of them are this. Was this guy? Was this guy in the?
He's in the trailer. That's time.
That's Borat.
It's Borat. I like time.
Time, though?
I am the king of the castle.
I like time for you.
Who is he in the movie?
He's time. He literally plays time.
He does
like,
play time.
Time is a he? Time is a person in
That's
the trailer.
That's sexist. Mm. Sorry.
Father time? Hello?
Yeah, oh, but true story.
Mother nature, father time?
Yeah, okay,
come on.
Well, I can't be that mad about it.
These posters are legit. What's in the
They're
back?
Pretty legit.
Anne Hathaway looks awesome.
Clocks.
This movie's all about time.
Yeah.
And it's about time they made it. Okay. So, I know that's it. That's all we got for that.
That's all we got.
They released some posters.
They're cool.
They're pretty.
Guys, how do you feel about this is for the chat room and for you guys. Are you in any way, shape, or form excited about this film?
Yeah.
That's exactly. I'm like, why not? Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm curious about this
Curiouser?
Film. Curiouser?
And curiouser.
And curiouser about this film. The more stuff that gets let out. I'm like,
Hopefully it's better than the first one.
People in the chat are like, oh my God, Leo watches so much TV. Is there any show Leo doesn't watch? And I just want to say,
first of all,
America's Next Top Model.
No.
I do watch
that.
I do watch it.
Who watches the TV in our house?
Dude, not Team Niall for life.
Me.
Okay.
Me.
And let me clarify something. I watch the shows that are relevant to the fandoms that I'm into, and I am into all pop culture fandoms. So I watch all that stuff. So I watch Doctor Who. I watch all the Marvel stuff.
TV
I watch a lot
you.
Of movies. I watch way more movies. I read about all these things. So even if I don't watch a show, I stay updated. I'm very involved in the nerd community. Like, I really love that stuff.
Can I ask you guys something really quick? Because you're talking about it in the chat room. What house are you in?
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff.
I'm a Slytherin.
Yeah,
I'm a Slytherpuff, so.
I'm a Gryffindor.
I'm a Slytherpuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually,
but
I'm a Raven.
Mostly Hufflepuff.
I'm a Ravendor because I'm more of a Ravenclaw than a Gryffindor.
You wish you were a Gryffindor.
Hopefully I don't wish I was. Gryffindors are overrated.
Okay.
Ravenclaw is
so, anyways, beyond that, then moving on.
Remember, guys, this is the part time Harry Potter talk.
You've all been waiting for this action movie to be made.
I got to tell you something.
The sad thing is that Disney is not making it. The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid. And for years, ever since I was Prince Eric in the live-action Tracy Hines, Part of Your World music video, which you guys should watch on YouTube. Just type in Part of Your World, Tracy Hines. I play Prince Eric in that. And ever since that video came out, at least multiple times a week, I'll get, if they ever make a live-action movie, Leo should at Leo Zombie should play Prince Eric. And now that this was announced, rip my inbox, RIP, is dead. That's what everybody just kept saying, like, Leo, you should audition. I'm like, literally, I'm never going to be cast as Prince Eric, especially opposite of, like, a child.
Yeah, so this is a Universal movie, mm-hmm. and it's an adaptation of Little Mermaid that's apparently going to be more like the Hans Christian Andersen version,
but
where
she's in a
she
bedroom.
Dies.
She's in, like, a regular...
She turns
this
into
is
sea
not
salt.
From the movie.
That's it. She's going to play Hit Girl.
No, she's this is not from the movie.
And she's going to be
is
a
Chloe
crime-fighting
Moritz
mermaid.
Is cast as Ariel or Little Mermaid. She's probably not going to be named Ariel.
No, because Disney owns that.
Yeah.
Universal
her name is
going
to be Helvetica.
Helvetica. Cambria.
Impact Bold.
She... I hope that she dies at the end.
Wow, Sarah. Merry Christmas,
Whoa,
Chloe.
I hope, for people who don't know, the story of Little Mermaid... She gets legs, and she has to convince the prince to kiss her. True love's
kiss. And by the way, every step she takes
and
is like stepping on a thousand needles.
Yeah, her feet hurt constantly, and he falls in love. He legit just falls in love with somebody else or is already in love with somebody else. And so she's just failing.
Yeah, it's like
failing
real life.
Hard.
He's like, you can't just... what are you doing?
And so her sisters...
I got a girlfriend.
...all give up their hair. They give their hair to the sea witch to get this dagger that they give to the Little Mermaid.
To control the Dark One.
No, yeah, to control the Dark One. And the dagger...
Like, oh my god, really?
They're like, we gave up our beautiful hair for you. Now you can be saved. You don't have to die. If you kill the prince, you will become a mermaid
what
again.
Would you,
you can
do
come
in
back
that scenario?
To us. Let me finish my retelling of Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid. And so she tries to go kill him. He's like asleep with his bride. He, like, literally married Vanessa, and she can't do it. And
but
so
it's not
she,
the sea witch.
No, it's not. It's just a girl that he was legit in love with. And then she just lets the 3 days pass, and she turns into seafoam. She dies.
Seafoam is a
that's
very
really
ugly
sad.
Color.
I hope that's exactly how the movie
That is definitely not what the movie's going to be like, because that story is both horrid and pointless.
But it's classic.
Yeah.
It doesn't. No, it's not. Nobody
it is.
Knows.
That's
what, I mean,
but
it is.
I'm sorry, we need to introduce the youth of America to the real Little Mermaid
Everyone's
story.
Like, I hope she dies, too.
Everybody wants her to die. Hashtag
But
dead
I love kind of the drama. I don't love it, but Sofia Coppola was supposed to direct this, and I wish she would have, because it would have been awesome. But there was a whole angry kind of thing about who was going to get cast as a Little Mermaid.
That's a big role. That's a
it's
big,
huge role.
Big
and she wanted... Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter to be cast, apparently. I can't remember her first name, but Universal did not want her because she wasn't a big enough name. So there was a fight. So then she's like, peace out. I won't direct this movie then. They haven't announced
they
who's
going to
direct
Emma
it now.
Watson.
No, because Emma now is a Disney princess.
She should be every Disney princess.
Well, this is not Disney! So I didn't mean to
be
every, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to raise my voice.
She should be every princess. I don't care. She should be Anastasia.
Hashtag dead mermaid.
She should be the princess in the pea.
She should be everything. She should be the genie.
She should be Robin Williams. Who?
She should be the goat.
You know who she should have never been? Hermione Granger.
What? You think she was too pretty?
She's the only reason we care about Hermione Granger.
She's a great Hermione.
She's a great movie, Hermione. Sarah hates the Harry Potter movies, FYI.
Anyways, I think, is that all, you guys?
I think that's the last piece of
that's totes all.
That's totes all our news. And we
good
went,
dinosaur.
I know. I don't know. Are you guys excited? I mean, I know we don't know anything about it, but are you, like, hyped about it? Because, I mean, it's not Disney.
I'm excited about
yes.
it.
Yes. If it's Hans Christian Andersen.
It's mermaids.
But you know they're not going to stay true to the story.
Dude,
that's
I don't
not
know
a
if this
movie.
Is supposed to be a kid's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the point is it's just, like, not a good tale. It's
I
a,
love
it's a
it.
Pointless tale.
I'm into it.
No, there's a statue based off of this freaking book that they need. People need to know.
That's a good
they need to know
book,
the real story.
Like, maybe a story, because, like, every child's story is horrible, but it doesn't translate to film as well.
What's going to be great
there has
is,
to be redemption. There has to be some sort of, like...
Maybe she'll just straight up kill the prince.
Yeah, great. The end. Yeah. All that work to
love
kill
it.
Him.
What's
going to
be great is
they're
when Disney lets Universal releases, like, haha. Try it, Universal. And then they're going to announce theirs, and theirs is just going to be like, boom.
Starring Emma Watson. Daniel Radcliffe as Prince Eric.
Literally everyone in the chat is like, if she dies, I'll be excited about the movie.
Yeah, I get it, but that's just not likely, is what I'm saying. She may die. She may die. But, like, there has to be something. There has to be some sort of, like, connection. And nobody can connect. Like,
people love
giving up
the
everything
notebook
for love and then just dying.
And they die.
Yeah, but they actually connect. They fall in love. And she lives. She just gets, like, Alzheimer's at the end of The Notebook. Which, by the way, did you see the trailer for the new Nicholas Sparks movie? The trailer is the movie. Like, if you, it's like a joke right now. It's happening. It's like circulating around the internet, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's a classic thing. You know, guy meets a girl, some problem happens. Oh yeah, it's like a neighbor.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yeah, and they, but the
filmed
whole
in
trailer,
North Carolina.
The trailer literally go on YouTube and watch it. But the whole trailer is literally the entire plot of the movie up until the end of the movie. They even show how the movie is resolved, and it's one of those things that just. It's, you know, they wanted to end up on Lifetime or something for women to watch. Like, you can absolutely tell that it's being marketed that hard. No, that's how it's being marketed. It's, like, very obvious. I mean, I'm not making
lots
it up.
Lots of guys watch Lifetime, too, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, my dad does because of my mom.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Dude, you guys can be mad at me. I don't care. It's true.
Someone just goes, Nicholas Sparks is the worst.
He is the worst. Thank you.
That guy, though, he's found a niche market. He's tapped into it, and he's made millions. Bravo, Nicholas Sparks. Bravo. And you bring a lot of film work to North Carolina, where I'm from, so yay!
And speaking of Carolina, Otero says she agrees with me about there has to be some sort of victory. And yeah, thank you for agreeing.
Oh, off topic, but I want to say this. Camille Yamamoto said, but did you guys see the trailer for Big Fat Greek Wedding 2? I do too.
I did, but I love the first movie.
I loved it so much. Loved it so much.
And we will only inevitably hear more about this whole Mermaid movie, but also actually Disney movies, so
yeah,
we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, okay, but that's it. That's as far as we go for Disney news.
Yes,
it was a fun week.
It was a fun week.
Be sure to leave a comment down below.
Make sure you subscribe.
Thumbs this video up.
Do all
right
that
now.
Fun stuff right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on our social media. I'm at Leo Zombie on Twitter and Mr. Leo Zombie on everything else. Follow me on Instagram, especially. I post cool pics.
And I'm Sarah Snitch on Twitter. I'm Sarah Snitch on Twitter, and I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube.
And I'm at Keaton Markey on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And follow us all on social media, you guys, because you can see all of our fun pictures from this
from
past
Disneyland.
Weekend. From Disneyland.
Yeah. And we'll see you at Disneyland, because we go all the time. So try to make it out, guys.
And I'm going to try to start doing that, too.
See you next week.
See you next week,
bye.
Guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.